defensive alignment for the Autobots. In the infield, Acker, Relaford, Stevenson. And then a cracked out towards the right side. High fly ball in the infield, caught by Grant Stevenson, the second baseman. And there's one down in the top of the first. Got a good crowd here in Danville, even though despite the rain. And here's Hector Manguel, shortstop. First pitch, and up and in for a ball. And looking at Manguel. Not much he's done so far this year. It's been a small sample size, though. Pitch, down and away for a ball. 1-1. Keller from the right side. Pitch. Chop towards the left side. Diving play by Acker on the ground. Strong throw it first in time. Put a star next to that one. Ty Acker, the George Washington product, gets the second out of the inning. Talked to Acker on the while he was on the road in Elizabethton, and he was saying that they stayed at a nice hotel. Just checking. One and one pitch. Keller winds up, fires, outside edge, misses for a ball. Justice Bedell's umpire around the bases, and he got Jacob Kefauver behind home plate. 2-0 pitch. And fouled away off the backstop. First off, it was a severe thunderstorm around 5 o'clock, and then with the tarp had to come on, we had to help take it off as another foul ball off the bat of Arado. And it's now 2-2 at two outs. Two pitch. Outside corner, and he actually swung and missed it, an off-speed pitch. 1-2-3 inning for the Otterbots. This remains scoreless heading into the bottom of the first. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council. Pop.
Bradshaw, center fielder. At the seventh spot, Henry Garcia Jr. playing right field. At the 8th spot, playing first base, Patrick Kegren. And rounding it out, number 9 at the 9th spot, Ty Acker playing 3rd. 0-1 count to Relaford, and the pitch goes past the catcher of Garza. And it's a 1-1 count on the Otterbots shortstop. Jevin Relaford, second leading stolen bag leader behind Cam Murphy on this team. He faces a 2-1 count on a ball up and in. Jeffrey Gonzalez, right-handed pitcher. And another ball inside. He actually works a walk, so that was four pitches on a five-pitch walk. So now we're up to date. R.J. Johnson with six stolen bags on the year. He's up next to the dish. Johnson, with all honesty, if you see him swing the bat, just like Griffey. It's a combination of Griffey and Jazz Chisholm for what I've seen, especially a lot of upside from the left side of the batter's box as he looks at a pitch away from the zone, 1-1 for the man out of Appalachian State. Always a credit to Wyatt Sutton, the coordinator of fun here for the Otterbots, getting this crowd amped up. Relaford's going, the pitch, and it's fouled off and off the glove of Garza, so we'll do that again, 1-2. One and two count to Johnson. Relaford at first base. Gonzalez looks back. Outside edge, misses. 2-2. Johnson, known for his speed and his defense. His offense, though, can be a bit sluggish, but so far this year, he's played pretty well. And especially the last two games. Relaford goes. Breaking ball. Chopped up towards the right side. Stopped by Francisco. And it's a fielder's choice. Actually, it's an out, but that advances Relaford to second. And that'll go down as a G4 on Johnson. Next up, Luke Stevenson playing left field tonight. So the number two hitters, you had an L4 on Jack Tomlinson to start off the game for Bristol. And now you have a G4 for the second hitter, R.J. Johnson, for Danville. Check out Stevenson. Skies have cleared out here in Danville. The visibility was literally unclear about 2 hours ago with how hard the rain was falling. The 0-2 pitch to Dykstra. Breaking ball. And it hits Dykstra on the knee. And that is a sigh of relief for the batter. Down 0-2. And just wear one, you go to first base. And with a curveball, it doesn't hurt as much. And Grant Stevenson out of Xavier hit a mammoth of a shot in Elizabethton. In the first game, ball had to go over 430 feet. And according to broadcaster for Elizabethton, Reese Lannon, I was talking to him about it, you know, adjusting the audio levels of his broadcast. And once I heard that crack of the bat, I asked him how far that ball go. He said it went 50 feet over the left field fence, and no doubter. So he's a power threat with two runners on. You got Stevenson at second, Luke Stevenson. And Grant Stevenson up at the dish, and he evens the count at 1-1 on a breaking ball down away from Gonzalez. Autobots went to Tennessee for two games, split between Elizabethton and split between Greenville, both those games resulting in extra inning losses. Swung, and no, did not break his swing. It appeared that he was way out in front of a breaking ball down away and held up 2-1. Gonzalez looks back at second. Pitch popped up. Right side out of play, 2-2. Grant Stevenson batting 333 on the year. And OPS a little over 900. Very positive start for the Xavier product. Gonzalez will step off. So Jeffrey Gonzalez out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. Indian River State College, a freshman, 6'3", 198. The 2-2 pitch popped up again and out of play. And wait for the shattered glass. Wow, I got faked out on that one. Interesting. Remains 2-2. You got the brother of Grant Stevenson, Luke Stevenson, at second, and Dykstra at first. 2-2 pitch. Popped up the middle. This could be a liner. No, it'll drop in front of center fielder Wood. And Stevenson held at third. High throw from Wood. Goes over the head of Gonzalez off the tip of his glove, but the bases are loaded with one out in the inning for Connor Bradshaw. So Stevenson, it looked like that ball may have had a little extra carry. Then it died right in front of Blake Wood, the center fielder for Bristol. And now bases are loaded for Connor Bradshaw, who has a three-run shot this season that came in the Greenville game a couple of days ago. Three-run shot to right field over a small fence in Tennessee. So Garza. So Garza and Gonzalez will have a little meeting, but not much after that. Bases are loaded, one out in the inning. Double play is in order. As Torrey Pettifer, the first base coach, gets the shin guard from Grant Stevenson. First pitch to Bradshaw. Breaking ball. Drops in for a strike. Bradshaw this year batting 211, does have that home run OPS at 739 on the year. Gonzalez this year has an ERA under 11, 22 pitches, 12 strikes. Yo, one pitch. Bradshaw looks another breaking ball in the dirt, stopped by Garza, 1-1. Got to give a big shout out to Nick Swanson for fixing up this broadcast. Had a lot of problems on my end, but we were able to fix it. Just needed a little reboot of the system, and we're up and running. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Late from Bradshaw there, 1-2. Gonzalez this season in his first year. A 2-1 record at 3 starts, 10 games played, went under 25 innings pitched, with 33 strikeouts and 22 walks, ERA under 7.9. But the opposition really hit well against him, 667. 1-2 pitch, Bradshaw popped up to the left side, out of play. Wait for the shattered glass. There it is. Very low, you can barely hear that one. Henry Garcia on deck had a really good defensive play against Elizabeth Benton from third. A nice assist on a hammer throw. Breaking ball popped up, jam shot to the left center field. Bradshaw, and it'll actually pop up to Mangual, the shortstop. It ruled down as an infield fly rule at the last second. And there's two down with the bases loaded. Here's Henry Garcia Jr. Put that down as a P6 for Bradshaw. Garcia Jr. out of Southern College. That's in the state of Louisiana. And he's from New York, out of James Monroe High School. He asked me before the game, he goes, "You're from Long Island, right?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm from New York." I go, That's right. And he shows a lot of upside, but let's see what he can do with the bases loaded here. An RBI opportunity for the freshman out of the Empire State. Cracked to the right side, over the glove of first baseman Young. And we have two runs scored. Stevenson and Dykstra cross home plate. And it's a two-run single for Henry Garcia Jr. Makes it 3-0 Danville. You have Grant Stevenson advancing to second. Luke Stevenson scores, and Dykstra scores on top of that. And Danville, already a crooked number here in the bottom of the first. Here's Patrick Keegren, the first baseman. And we have a mound visit coming from the pitching coach. Here's Keegren, not having a good start to the season. Batting 167, OPS under 380. Now, late swing from Keegren. Another coast-to-coast guy, and a laid-back guy, too, as well. Out of San Francisco College, that's the Dons. A freshman. 0-1 pitch. Popped up right side, out of play. Late on the swing again, 0-2. Keegren, 19 years old, out of Berwyn Game, California. 6'2", 205, bats right and throws right. Against UC Santa Barbara on February 20th, made his collegiate debut with a pinch hit appearance. And he received his first start of the Don on the road against UC Davis, playing third base, and received two at-bats against the Aggies.
If Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Garza listed on the lineup as Heriberto Garza. But from what it says on the roster, they're going to go with Manny. Swing at the first pitch. Early, fouls it off to the left side.
Be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making...
Acker has also struggled on this team so far. Well, not really, with a 250 average, 618 OPS. Batted from the left side. Bats left, plays, bats left, throws right. First pitch, Acker swinging away. Fouls away to the left side. Acker out of Holtsville, New York. Freshman out of George Washington. And he said, I asked him, we're both from Long Island. Why go away? He goes, I just wanted that out of state experience. And he got it. Granted, now playing in the Atlantic 10, a good conference as well with the Colonels at George Washington. Outside, 2-1 to Acker. Pitch. Acker to the right side. That's down the line, and this could be extra bases for Ty. Into the corner, Arado retrieves it, and it goes all the way to the corner. He may have three bases. He will be a stand-up triple for Ty Acker. And that had some slow velocity going off the right first base line towards the right side, and Acker got a good amount of that. And it slowed all the way to the right field corner. Arado had some slow space to retrieve it. And we're back to the top of the order. Here's Relaford. Three bagger for Acker, his first of the year. Relaford swings at the first pitch, deep to left field. Tomlinson makes the catch. Acker will tag, and it's a sack fly for Relaford. Tack on one more for the Otterbots. It's 4-0. Good contact from Relaford off the first pitch. And here's R.J. Johnson up next. So mark that an R1 for Acker. And here's R.J. Johnson. Grand out the second in his first attempt. R.J. Johnson on the roster. Reginald Johnson Jr. We'll go by R.J. though. 18 years old, Franklinton, North Carolina. Had a .512 batting average for the academy team in Henderson, North Carolina. As he pops one towards the left side, maybe trouble, and a sliding catch is caught by Mangual, the shortstop. Right before the fence and foul ground, and makes a fantastic defensive play going out of his way and makes a sliding grab and hit the fence but holds on. So Johnson now 0-2, and here's Luke Stevenson, who had the merry-go-round going. Started off with the first hit and was the second one to score. And that was on the Grant Stevenson single. Check that, the Garcia Jr. single. First pitch bounces off in front of Garza. No one on base, so it doesn't matter. 1-0. Stevenson RBI single to left. Got good contact. Let's see what he does here in a second at bat. Looks one on the outer edge for a strike. Talked to Luke after the second game versus Bluefield and was on the same team with his brother Grant at Xavier. Decided to transfer because didn't really see much opportunity. He was more of a designated hitter with the Musketeers. Decided to go to the Phoenix. And so far, so good. It's been a great decision for him. Swings at an off-speed pitch out in front, 2-2. Stevenson, a promising athlete. Good upside as well. 6'1", 210. Both players out of Michigan. Outside corner, a little outside the zone, and now it's full on a fastball. Batted 251 this year with Elon. 54 games played, 52 games started, and he swings and misses. A second strikeout goes for Gonzalez, and that'll end the inning. But a sack fly from Jevin Relford brings home Ty Acker. It's 4-0 Autobots. Top of the third coming up. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
You are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like...
That was good timing on the shattered glass. We'll have that definitely for the rest of the season, especially for the home games here. Autobots 2-0 here at home after taking care of Bluefield 9-6 and 11-5. And an upstairs fastball on Keller. It's 3-1 on Smith Jr. In high school, was ranked 297th overall and 10th among first basemen in the nation. And it shows why. With an opposite field single, Garcia will try to throw it back at first, hesitates, and it's a leadoff single for Smith Jr. This will bring up Blake Wood, the center fielder. Wood out of Brunswick, Georgia, Florida State College at Jacksonville, another freshman for this team, a really young team for the State Liners. And they're managed by Barbaro Garbi, who has some pretty cool history with the Majors. Has a World Series ring with the Detroit Tigers back in 1984. And was a member of the Tigers that included the Bristol Tigers players Lance Parrish, Dan Petrie, Alan Trammell, also a Met, Scott Earl, and Nelson Simmons, to name a few. This is his second year with Bristol, and he served as the State Liners hitting coach during the 2021 inaugural season. A chopper towards the right side. Smith Jr. went, bobbled by Stevenson. High throw, not in time. And ruled that an infield single on Blake Wood. Both runners advanced, runners on first and second for Luke Francisco. Stevenson charged it, bobbled it for a slight second, had trouble gathering the ball out of his glove. And now you have a runner on first and second for the 9-0 hitter and the second baseman, Luke Francisco. First pitch from Keller, breaking ball, drops in for a strike. And for Francisco, 5'8", 185. Hometown guy out of Abington, Virginia. Out of Carson Newman College in Tennessee. Another freshman for this team. It's less than 15 miles from Bristol. Didn't play in 2022. But a cool fact here, as we'll wait after this next pitch, 0-2 pitch on Francisco. Down in the dirt, gets past. Dykstra can't find the ball. Both runners advance to second and third. And that'll go down as a wild pitch. So Blake Wood advances to second. Smith Jr. to third. No outs. in the top of the third for the Autobots. And then you have the top of the order for Jack Tomlinson coming up next. One and two to Francisco. Keller fires. Chopper over the head. And Keller makes a nice play defensively and launches over to Keegan for the first down. Both runners stay at base. And that does no help for the State Liners or Francisco. One out. Here's Jack Tomlinson lined out to second in the first. Tomlinson. And to see what he does. He was listed as an infielder on the roster. But he is playing in the outfield tonight. Swings to the first pitch. And he's out ahead of an off-speed pitch. 0-1. Keller from the stretch. Pitch, swing and a miss. I had some two-seam action fading away to the left side of the plate. And now you have Tomlinson in a hole, 0-2. Tomlinson, 200 average on the year. Has one homer on the season as well. And this would be a big spot for him. That's why it's a leadoff spot, the 0-2 pitch. Chopper right past Keller. This will bring home a run, fielded by Stevenson. And it's a RBI that brings home Smith Jr. And that gives one run to the State Liners. That's 4-1, Danville. So another G4. And Smith Jr. scores from third. And therefore, Wood advances to third. So Bristol puts up one. Here's Manguel. And that first pitch is looking down. It's ball inside. Manguel batting under the Mendoza line at 188. Runner on third. Back up the middle. Diving play. Gets past the glove of Stevenson. And this will bring home Wood. An RBI single for Hector Manguel. And the lead is cut to two. It's 4-2 Danville. Manguel, hanging breaking ball, smashed it past Keller, off the diving stretch of Grant Stevenson at second base. And here's Eric Arado, struck out in the first inning that ended the inning as well, and the first strikeout for Keller on the evening. Outside corner, fastball. And Kiefer calls it a strike. Arado, 263 on the year. First baseman on this team. It's a really good job defensively as well. Well, Arado playing right field listed as a first baseman, but they are really making a lot of position players on this roster. Breaking ball, outside edge. Was that called the strike at the last second? Yes, it was. He did pull up the fist, 0-2 on Arado. And the runner goes. That's Tomlinson. And he tagged him on the foot. Oh, what a throw and what a play by Relaford, and the inning is over. Dykstra, it was a wide throw to the left side. Relaford goes down low and tags Tomlinson on the ankle, and that'll end the inning. But another run crosses home, two runs cross home plate for Bristol. It's 4-2 Danville. Bomb the third coming up next. You're listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
Bottom of the third, and here come the Autobots. Ready to rumble. After two runs cross home plate for Bristol, after RBI singles from Manguel and then an RBI ground out from Jack Tomlinson brought home Sean Smith and Blake Wood. And here's Connor Dykstra. And he looks at a ball in the dirt. 1-0. Dykstra, Stevenson, and Bradshaw due up for their second appearances at the plate against Jeffrey Gonzalez. Gonzalez so far, not bad work. Already has two strikeouts. And he looks at one on the outer edge for a strike. Fastball right on the paint. So far, Gonzalez, two innings, four hits, four earned, two strikeouts and a walk. Cracked out, right field and deep. Back is Arado at the track, makes the catch. Just before the warning track, and Dykstra got a lot on that one to the opposite field. That's how you know this guy's got a lot of pop behind home plate. And that's a long out number one for Danville. Here's Grant Stevens, who had a single to center back in the first. Gonzalez taking his time here. Winds up the first pitch. Stevenson swings. Grounder to third. Fielded by Spears Jr. over to first. Two down. In time. Out front, may have rolled over a bit to the third baseline, and here's Connor Bradshaw up next. So an L9 and a G5, and Bradshaw had a P6 in the first. And so far, only four pitches already in this inning for Gonzalez, and Bradshaw trying to make it a little longer. He swings at the first pitch, high pop-up, shallow right field. And it's snagged by Francisco. A five-pitch inning for Jeffrey Gonzalez. No hits, no runs, no errors. Bottom of the third, it's 4-2 Autobots. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life. and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov.
Next. 4-2 Otterbots, top of the fourth. Jim Furtwine here bringing you the Otterbots on the radio network, streaming live from American Legion Post 325 Field, and Keller still in the game as he faces Arado, Spears Jr., and Young for the second time. And Arado swings at an off-speed pitch in the dirt for strike one. Struck out in his first appearance, and with that swing, doesn't really do him any favors. Four hits each. On the lower part of the zone, edges the black at the knees, 0-2. To look at Arado. Swings at this third pitch, and he's jammed to the left side out of play and over the stands. And a high chopper over the head of Keller. Tough play by Stevenson. And he got him! Bang, bang play at first. Stevenson had to make a similar play that Luis Guillorme made last night. An under the arm throw to Kegren at first. Got him out by a hair. What a play by Stevenson. Had to go all the way out to his right. And made a fantastic under-the-arm throw. And here's Will Spears Jr. And it drops in for a strike on a breaking ball. Spears Jr. grounded out to short. Relaford made an easy play the last time he was up. High curveball leaves it upstairs, but over the zone where it can't be punished. 1-1. Not wasting any time. Outside and fast. And it's a 2-1 count. Two and one pitch to Spears Jr. And that paints the black on the outside corner. 2-2. You have the infield in case he pulls one over. Acker playing really close inside, lined up to center field. Sliding catch made by Bradshaw. One slide for some insurance on his knees. He got the job done, two down in the inning. That's a nice little star there for the Pepperdine product. Bradshaw sawing down the grass down there. It's going to be really wet after the rain that we sustained 2 hours ago. And it was ugly. Here's Eli Young, the first baseman. He had a single in his last appearance. Straight away where Bradshaw made the catch. Put a star next to that play for Bradshaw. Do a little bit of everything. 0-1 pitch to Young. In the dirt. Slider fools him. And Keller ahead 0-2. Young, a freshman out of Bethune-Cookman D1 at the SoCon. 6'4", 215. And he looks right at a fastball on the outer edge for a strikeout. That's the second strikeout of the day for Keller. And that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for the Otterbots. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 4-2. You're listening to the Otterbots Radio Network. 4-2 Danville leads.
A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Near the bottom of the fourth here in Danville. And it is 4-2 Otterbots, four hits apiece. And Garcia, who had a two-run single in the first, bringing home Dykstra and Stevenson. And he has another chance to do more damage with nobody on, but leading off the bottom of the fourth inning. We have a quick one already here in Danville. Garcia swings at the first pitch and grounds right to Spears at third base. And that's going to be an infield single. Garcia right out of the box hustles and gets an infield single to third. Impressive wheels for a man 6'1", 215. From the right side of the box. And he's on first. And here's Patrick Kegren trying to rebound after striking out in the first and ending the inning. Garcia Jr. takes a lead. And this is cracked out to left field. And this will actually stay in the yard. Tomlinson will retrieve it. And the first out of the inning, Kegren looked like he got more of that. And the ball just died as soon as it hit the sky. Here's Ty Acker up next. Had a triple and scored to lead off the second inning. Garcia remains at first base. Pickoff attempt. Garcia may be caught. No. It looked like a pickoff attempt. And Gonzalez, the pitcher, puts his glove in his hands over his head. It looked like Garcia may have gotten nabbed out at first. But Spadell thinks otherwise. Looking at Acker. First pitch. Down and away for a ball. 5'11", 185, 19 years old. He was named to the All-League and All-County Conference teams during his time at Sachem East High School. Another pickoff attempt, and it's off the glove of Young. And it looked like he may have had him two there at that side, but he dropped the ball at the last second. Henry Garcia still at first base. Just past 8 o'clock here in the Southern Central Virginia. 4-2 Otterbots in the Appalachian League. Garcia at first, remains at base. Fastball outside, 2-0. Acker also bestowed the Thomas J. Sabatel Senior Scholar Athlete and Outstanding Scholar Physical Education Awards. Garcia goes, the throw from Garza. And he got him. Same way Relaford tagged out Manguel to end the second. And Garcia's nabbed that second on a caught stealing. Good throw by Garza. An even better tag from Francisco at second. And that's the second out of the inning. So Garcia's caught stealing. You had Keegan just pop out to left. And now you have a 2-2 count on Acker after he looked at a fastball in the outer corner. Deuces are wild. Garcia, 2-2 pitch, two outs. Nobody on. High fastball, full count. Acker also earned 5 all-tournament awards from Perfect Game while playing on the travel circuit for the East Coast Lumberjacks and the Long Island Titans. Payoff pitch from Gonzalez, and Acker chases at a fastball up and away. The third strikeout of the afternoon for Jeffrey Gonzalez, and the Autobots are retired. No hits, no runs, no errors. One left on after the caught stealing. And we're done through 4. It's 4-2 Autobots. Top of the 5th up next. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
New pitcher on the mound for the Autobots, and it's Mario Fernandez, number 16, the righty, out of FIU. Had a couple of appearances this past season. And 5'10", 190, 21 years old, out of Miami, Florida. Redshirt freshman, appeared in 8 games, all in relief. Was 0-1, ERA not pretty, with a 23.14, pitched 4 2/3, allowing 12 earned runs and 2 strikeouts. And the opposition was batting .560 against him. He did not allow an earned run in 3 straight outings from March 23rd to April 11th. That was this year. And he appeared in 4 games in his freshman year. This was his redshirt freshman where he did play due to the COVID year. Garza, Smith Jr., and Wood, 6-7-8 hitters. And Garza, sliding stop by Relaford, fires over to first. Can't get him in time on a scoop by Keegren, and it's an infield single for Garza. Has some redemption after he grounded out to Relaford in a 6-4-3 double play to end the second. And Smith Jr., he's up next after having an RBI single in the third. Designated hitter. You have Garza at first base. First pitch from Mario Fernandez, and he nabs the inside part of the breaking ball, 0-1. Smith Jr., 308 average. His OPS after that RBI clipped over 1,000 at 1.009. 0-1 pitch, pickoff attempt. Quick tag on from Keegren, but guards us back in there. Another pickoff, and no tag from Keegren. Garza got there safely, very quickly. Smith Jr. went in his senior year of high school with a .326 average and 6 home runs and 10 doubles. And he misses the zone there. That's a 1-1 count now after 2 pickoff attempts from Fernandez, keeping Garza at base at first, and it's 1-1 to Smith Jr. Garza stays, and another outside pitch. That one more off the corner, and it's 2-1. Smith Jr. named to the Mississippi Association of Coaches Class 5A All-State team and was a Sun Herald All-South Mississippi team member. Playing well in the South, it will help you stand out, especially in the state of Mississippi. He was 8th overall and number 1 first baseman in Mississippi, voted by Perfect Game. Slider down and away, and now it's 3-1 on Smith Jr. Low zone so far for Kefauver, home plate umpire. And Smith Jr. trying to work on base for the second time. Here's the 3-1. Cranked out to left center field. Bradshaw, a couple of steps to his right, and makes the catch. One down. Blake Wood up next, also with a single, and scored in the third. See what he does here against Fernandez. Blake Wood attended Glen Academy in Brunswick, Georgia. 15 walks this past season. Runner goes. High throw from Dykstra and a stolen bag from Garza. So we have interference on Blake Wood. Never stepped out of the batter's box. Therefore, that's why Dykstra had trouble throwing that accurately, so Blake Wood is out on a batter's interference. That's 2 outs, and now here's Luke Francisco. We saw that versus the Bluefield game as well, and it went in Danville's favor, so another miscue for the opposition here in Southern Virginia. So a high fastball away to Francisco, grounded out to the pitcher. Keller made a nice defensive play on a 2-bouncer, took 2 steps back, hopped up and got it, and then threw it over to first. Not a lot of pitchers could have made that play that Keller made back in the third. 2-0 to Francisco. And also after that a steal attempt from Garza, he has to go back to first base. So he's back at first, and another pickoff from Fernandez. Francisco back up the middle, and another G1 coming. Little low underhand throw from Fernandez retires Francisco, and that'll end the inning. 1 hit, no earned runs, no errors. And we're done through 4.5. We're done through halfway through. Bottom of the fourth coming up. It's 4-2 Danville. You're listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Why's the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Relford did swing at the first pitch in his second AB. And he looks at this one on a strike. A little cutting action from Gonzalez on that pitch. Relford out of Santa Fe College in Florida. And he was the stolen bag leader up for this team last year, but 20. Breaking ball. Lost the grip there from Gonzalez. Way outside and upstairs. 1-1. Relford had 15 RBIs last year, 31 walks as well. And a little chopper towards the left side. Tough play by Manguel. Has to fire over, and Relford's out by 2 feet. And Relford now 0 for 1. Here's RJ Johnson up next. Oh, so it was the third baseman, Spears Jr. So go with a G5 or a G6, but here is R.J. Johnson. And swing at the first pitch. So it's a G5. Johnson ground out to second and popped up to the shortstop, but a great play by Manguel in foul territory back in the second inning. 0-1 to Johnson. Swings at the second pitch, fouls this all the way off to the left side, late on the swing, 0-2. Johnson did have a highlight home run this year with Appalachian State. Not in the Appalachian League yet. That's still due up, possibly very soon. 0-2, swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. RJ Johnson retired on 3 fastballs. That's the third strikeout for Gonzalez, and now here's Luke Stevenson, who had a strikeout in his last AB to end the second inning. The recap by the Dead South, the walk-up music for Luke Stevenson. It's different, but once you hear it and you get used to it, you start to get into that groove of listening to it consistently. Stevenson swings at the first pitch, fastball. A little out in front, 0-1. No one on. 4-2 Autobots. 2 outs in the inning. Stevenson, a high breaking ball. Lost the control there from Gonzalez. Count even at 1-1. Little synopsis so far from where we stand in this game. Luke Stevenson, single to left, and that brought home Relaford to make it a 1-0 game. And then Garcia, 2-run single, bringing home Luke Stevenson and Dykstra. Relaford sack fly, brought home Acker in the second. And in the top of the third, that's when Bristol came alive. Tomlinson on a ground out. And outside pitch, 3-1 to Luke Stevenson, the left fielder for Danville. Tomlinson ground out. That scored Sean Smith. And then Mangual had a pitch. Singled on a ground ball to left center.
New low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early
It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pop.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. I got a compass. Eyes went deep. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Classical
eudogenes. When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help with 401k tips and smart saving strategies.
And we're at the top of the sixth here. 4-2 Danville, five hits apiece, and we're at the top of the order for the third time for Bristol. And it's Tomlinson, Mengual, and Arado. And we still have Fernandez up at the dish. And a swing and a miss from Tomlinson. He is 0 for 1. He had lined out to second in the first, but he grounded out to third, but that scored Sean Smith from third base. And that was the first run he's responsible for. Fernandez throws one outside, 1-1. One pitch, late on it, just outside the netting. So that will go into the vicinity elsewhere in foul territory, 1-2. Tomlinson this year batting below the Mendoza line, 192. Does have that home run, OPS under 600. Had one left on tonight too as well. The 1-2 pitch, lined out to the right side and fouled near the first base coach. Pitching coach is Larry McCall, number 52. Hitting coach Xavier Palgray, number 40. And bench coach, number 59, Juan Lopez. Tomlinson, the Coastal Carolina product. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Jammed him on a fastball. And it's the first strikeout in relief for Mario Fernandez, and that comes at the top of the order. Here's Hector Mengual. 1-for-2 tonight. Ground out in the first, and an RBI single to short in the third, to center in the third. And that batting average will stay below 200 for Tomlinson after that strikeout. Slider, back door on the inside part of the plate, 0-1. Mengual, 6'4", 185, of the Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. He's a freshman out of Missouri. Small sample size this year, 10 games played, 4 for 15, 3 RBIs, 3 strikeouts, 4 walks. The 1-1 gets past Dykstra on an inside fastball, and Kefauver will rule a ball 2-1. In high school, Mengual Academy in Oco, Florida, he was named to the World Showcase Top Prospect list and competed in the 2021 World Showcase. As he looks at a pitch on the outer edge, 2-2. His sister Leandra also played at Missouri, volleyball player. 2-2. Popped up right side on a slider, chased it, possibly looked at ball 3. But he has to fight on that outer edge to protect against Kefauver's zone. The 2-2. Kefauver sears one towards the center, and it goes over second base for a base hit. Second hit of the day, and it goes to the same spot. Another first base to the 8 position in center. And here's Eric Arado, 0-2, strikeout and a ground out to second. Second time Mengual's been on first, but he's got to be careful. Dykstra threw him out earlier in the game, but also a fantastic tag by Relaford covering and getting the cleat, it appeared, of Mengual to end the third inning. And with that hit, Bristol surpasses the Otterbots in that column 6-5. Breaking ball in the dirt, stopped by Dykstra, 1-1. Arado remains poised at the plate, even though he's 0-2. At a Sussex, Wisconsin. Pickoff attempt, keep Mengual at base. 6 foot, 180, out of Northern Illinois, sophomore. Down and away, and that gets away from Dykstra. That will go down as a passed ball. 2-1. It looked like a two-seamer away from the zone, and Dykstra just couldn't hold on to it. So now you have a runner in scoring position for Bristol. And they've cut it down. No one has scored since the third. Two and one, and that's outside again. 3-1. Off-speed pitch. Two from Fernandez. Arado this past year, 15 doubles, two home runs. Also a menace on the base paths, 15 out of 19 stolen bags. And another outside pitch misses ball four. That also puts the double play in order, and here's Will Spears Jr., and he's 0-2. First walk of the night also for Fernandez. And Spears has another RBI opportunity. Hit a rocket ship to center field in his last appearance, but Connor Bradshaw made a sliding catch in center. Breaking ball, and Fernandez, that's 5 straight balls. Spears Jr. upstairs, 2-0. Out of New Orleans, Louisiana, Delgado County College, sophomore. Another ball, 3-0, inside fastball from Fernandez. Kankin not missing by much, but they're recognizable enough to not be called strikes. Spears in 2021 appeared in 8 games for the Trojans with 6 at-bats, appeared as a pinch hit role in 4 games, made a season debut against Eastern Illinois. And Fernandez finds a strike zone after 8 straight balls, and that nabs the outer edge. And a 3-1 count, 1 away in the inning. Double play is in effect. They've already done that once tonight. And Fernandez steps off real quick, and he keeps Mengual at second base. Mengual at second, Arado at first. Mm-hmm. 3-1. Inside, almost hit Spears Jr., and that will load the bases for Eli Young. Back-to-back walks issued from Fernandez. And now we'll see Clyde Keller talk to Mario Fernandez after 2 straight walks. Oh, we have a pinch hitter coming in for Eli Young. It's Chiron Cruz. Pinch hitting for the first baseman. Yeah, Chiron Cruz, 5'11", 175, out of Louisville, Kentucky, in his sophomore year at St. Charles County College in Missouri. Cruz looks at the first pitch for a strike. Fastball down the middle. Watched it go by. Breaking ball. This may be trouble hanging towards right center. This will score Manguel from third, but Arado is toast at third on a missile from Henry Garcia Jr. An absolute strike from shallow right center. Arado tried to test the limits and got gunned at third. So it's an RBI single for Cruz. Scores Manguel, and it's a one-run lead for the Otterbots. It's 4-3. So a 9-5 for the Otterbots to get their second out of the inning. And here's Garza. Garza chops one to first. And Keegren can't make the play. It goes underneath his glove. And that will go down as easily an E3. Keegren thought he had an easy chopper to first base. Lifted up his glove at the last second. Went underneath it. And Stevenson had to retrieve it. Fernandez went to first to cover. But Garza beat out the throw. Still go down as an E3. No one scores, but the bases are loaded for Sean Smith Jr. Smith Jr. over the right center field gap, and this is trouble. This will go all the way to the wall. This may bring home everybody. Spears Jr. scores. Cruz rounding. Garza will score a three-run triple for Sean Smith Jr. And Bristol takes the lead 6-4. Unloads the bases with a right center field gapper. And now things are interesting. Here's Blake Wood. Batter's interference in the fifth. And a single in scored in the third. Talk about a turn for the worst. Four runs here in the sixth for Bristol. Fernandez remains in. We do have some bullpen action for the Otterbots. And it's number 20, Dylan Seeley. Swing and a miss. Heavy cut from Wood. Couldn't get any wood on it. One and one. The Bristol center fielder. Swing and a miss in the dirt. May have been a two-seam action there from Fernandez. And it's one and two. Chopper back up ahead. That will end the inning. Another G1 to Fernandez after ending in the fifth on Francisco. This time Wood is the victim, and he is snagged. But four runs cross home plate, and Bristol takes the lead over the Otterbots. It's 6-4. State Liners going into the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
He can spell pretty good. We're
going to
put that to the test.
You'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire... Driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now 2-4, Bristol. And Zach Rannigan, 5'11", 150, out of Littleton, Colorado. Freshman from Colorado Northwestern Community College. 0-2. And he hits Dykstra right on the forearm. That's the second time Dykstra's been plunked tonight. First off was a curveball, and this one's a fastball. Closer to the right wrist, but he's okay. He'll jog over to first base with a bruise on his arm. Eventually it's going to swell up. Chopper to the left side and fouled. Good contact too from Stevenson. Grant so far, 1-for-2, single to center and a ground out to third. And he was ahead of that one. He does need to lay back on his swing a bit. Dykstra at first. 0-1. Breaking ball. And if Stevenson and lay back for a second and decided to pull the trigger, that one could have gone a long way. Hardy does have a home run this year. Hit a mammoth shot to left against Elizabethan on the road. 0-2. Out in front and a strike three swinging on Grant Stevenson. First strike out of the night in relief for Zach Rannigan. And here's Bradshaw. Has a three-run home run on the year. And does have a chance to tie the game with one swing here. Pickoff attempt. Dykstra back at first. Ahead, a good manipulation, deceptive curveball from Rannigan, 1-2. Up next is Henry Garcia. Does have two RBIs tonight. And let's see if Bradshaw can advance Dykstra from first. Rannigan from the stretch. The 1-2. In the dirt. And Bradshaw lays off. Go around the league as far as what's happening in the Appalachian League. Burlington on fire this year, looking for their seventh straight victory. They're up on top of Bluefield, 7-1 to 7. And a breaking ball, back-to-back strikeouts from Zach Rannigan. Sits down Stevenson and Bradshaw. Next up, Henry Garcia. 2-for-2. Infield single in his last attempt on a lackadaisical attempt from Spears had him chopper, but didn't throw it in time as Garcia Jr. put on the wheels at first to beat it out. First pitch, Garcia off speed, looks at one. Garcia so far 278 on the year, 813 OPS. 7 hits for Bristol, 5 for the Autobots. Bottom of the sixth. Another off-speed pitch. Misses the zone on that slider down away. Not by much. 1-1 to Garcia Jr. Did have a nice defensive play in right in the last inning. Could have been more troublesome for the Autobots after a 9-5 assist from the man at the plate. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Three off-speed pitches from Rattigan. On that downhill slider, it looks like a fastball. It's fooling righty so far. And so it's struck out Stevenson and Bradshaw this inning. Dykstra got a pass on a hit-by-pitch. That's why he's on first. Rattigan, the 1-2. And Garcia fillets one to right center field. And Cruz makes the easy play in right. And that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on for the Autobots. We're done through six. It's 6-4 Bristol. You're listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And the doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you are a veteran or need support, don't quit. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
New pitcher on the mound for the Autobots, and it's Kobe Klepper, the righty, wearing number 21 for Danville. Haven't really seen him pitch yet, so we're going to get a first dose of Klepper tonight for the right-hander out of Presbyterian in the Big South. Appeared in 14 games with 6 starts. He allowed 36 runs, 34 earned, over 25 and two-thirds. Total 25 strikeouts and struck out a season-high 6 in 4 and two-thirds during a start at Charlotte back on March 15th. He's the son of Vance and Michelle Klepper. Decided to give him a shout out because follow me on Twitter. And he chose Presbyterian to play against the best, plans to major in business management. 9-1-2 hitters, Francisco, Tomlinson, and Mengual. 8 batters got to face the pitcher last inning. And here's Francisco, looks at a strike from Klepper, 0-1. Klepper so far on the year, 4.5 ERA. And his first pitch is a strike on the outer edge. A little cutting action down the heart of the plate. And Francisco lays off it. He's in a hole, 0-2. Oh, 2 pitch, swing and a miss. 3 strikes on Francisco, and the first strikeout of the night for Kobe Klepper comes the nine-hole hitter, Luke Francisco. As you hear the Otterbot chant after a strikeout, kind of sounds like a happy, angry birds. Back to the top of the order for the fourth time. Here's Jack Tomlinson. 0-2. Inside corner, fastball for a strike. Tomlinson lined out to second. Grounded out to second in the third, but that brought home a run and struck out in the sixth. After his counterpart just went down swinging, he looks at a fastball inside, 1-1. Klepper on lefties really going on that inside part of the plate. That first pitch was right on the black. Get out the canvas because he painted it. One pitch. Swing and a miss. May have been fouled off or went off the glove of Dykstra. Either way, it's 1-2. Lost the grip completely. Klepper wipes his hands on his pants, dusts it off, counts even at 2-2. Hey, no one's on base, so no harm, no foul. But it still goes down as a ball. Burlington piling it on Bluefield 8-1. Pulaski up on Princeton 5-2. Johnson City ahead of Kingsport 2-1. And now it's a 2-2 count. 3-2 count, check that, to Tomlinson. And Greenville on Elizabethton, 6-2. Battle. So full count to Tomlinson, 3-2, one out in the inning. Jack looking for his first hit of the night. Klepper, what can he do here out of Clinton, South Carolina, and draws a walk on Tomlinson. Breaking ball in the dirt. Double play is in effect, but here is Hector Mengual for his fourth plate appearance. The last two hits have been contact up the middle, brought home a run in the third, and scored in the sixth, but grounded out to third in the first. So he's 2-for-3. The first pitch, up and in for a ball. At Bristol, 2-4 on the year. Trying to snap a three-game skid. They've been outscored the last two games, 17-8 in that series versus Burlington. Runner goes, fouled off to the right side, out of play. But Kingsport, they're down to Johnson City. Turn of events, because it's the top of the eighth. Johnson City's up 2-1. Kingsport 6-0, and Burlington likely goes 7-0. They just made it 8-1 in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-1 pitch. Chopped up to third. This could be a 5-4-3 double play. And actually, on the gather, Stevenson drops the ball, but Tomlinson's out at second. So they called it. Also, they called it interference to break up the double play on Tomlinson. Therefore, Mengual's out at first, so it really goes down as a double play, but it's a fielder's choice, but it's runner's interference on Tomlinson. Therefore, the inning is over, and we head to the bottom of the seventh. It's 6-4 Bristol with the Otterbots. Coming up next, 8-9 one-hitters, Keegren, Acker, and Relaford. You're listening to the Otterbots Radio Network. It's 6-4 Bristol.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent. Or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
I know about courage. I learned from my adoptive mom.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
And we've hit the bottom of the seventh here at American Legion Post 325 Field. In Dan from the year, 770 OPS. Go, 01, fastball outside. Counts even at 1-1. Giegren not really a threat at first to steal. Keegren last night was hit by a pitch near the chest area after I saw it on the game day app. And Acker looks at another fastball down and away, this time called a ball, and he's ahead in the count 2-1. Keegren at first, the 2-1 from Rattigan. Here's the pitch. Acker ahead, and a breaking ball foul tip into the glove of Garza, 2-2. Relaford on deck, the top of the order, up next for Danville. Bottom of the seventh, 6-4. Bristol leads after that four-run collapse by the Autobots in the sixth inning. Another foul ball from Acker. It remains 2-2. Two and two again. Breaking ball. Acker corkscrews it. And it remains 2-2 again. Staying alive. Really choking up on that bat. As so would any player in the majors or in the minors with two strikes. For the third time, the 2-2 from Rattigan. The pitch fouled off again, off the stanchion, and then right back to the Otterbots dugout from the left side and ricochets all the way back to the right side, right where Jevin Relaford is in the on-deck circle. Acker putting up a good fight here. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. And he swings to the right side, and he'll bring in a single. That will advance Keegren a second. And it's Acker's second hit of the night now with a triple and a single to his credit. And a runner in scoring position. Acker now the tying runner, and Relaford the go-ahead runner at the plate. So back-to-back singles allowed, one to center and now one to right. Off of the arm from Rattigan. So Relaford in a good situation here. Batting 304 on the year, 718 OPS. They really really good game last night as well. Relaford almost wears it on a fastball around his knees. It's a ball. And with that hit, seven hits apiece now for both teams. Scores remain the same around the league. Not much has changed. 1-0 to Relaford. Relaford drops down a bunt, and it's a beauty. Garza at the time. No, it's dropped at the last second by Arado, who switched over from right field to first. And the bases are loaded for R.J. Johnson Jr. And now we'll go down as an infield hit for Jevin Relaford, his first of the night. And it's R.J. Johnson. Bases loaded, no outs in the inning. And Relaford dropped down a bunt right in front of Garza. It probably traveled about not even 5 feet. That makes it much more difficult, and we'll have a new pitcher coming in for Bristol. And it's a left-hander. Waiting to see who it is. Long hair here, waiting to see the number. Short and stocky left-hander. Coming in. And it's number 23. And it's Trip Banta. How about a name for that? He'll come in for a relief after Rattigan couldn't get the job done. But this was his line was for the night. One inning pitch, three hits, and two strikeouts. Bases loaded, no outs. Trip Banta will face the lefty, R.J. Johnson. Let's see if possibly Johnson not really good against lefties, but let's see if he can make a case here as Luke Stevenson remains in the on-deck circle. But Relaford dropped off a tremendous bunt, so Banta will face off against Johnson. You have Keegren at third, Acker at second, and Relaford at first on a bunt single. Trip Banta, the new pitcher. 5'11", 195, a Fort Worth, Texas, out of TCU, and the Horned Frogs did make a good run in the College World Series this season. Only played three games, two and a third with the Horned Frogs, a hit, two strikeouts, and a walk. High school played his baseball at Lake County Christian, ranked 340th nationally by Perfect Game, named the Taps Division III District 2 Freshman of the Year, and he also earned a second team All-District accolades as a freshman. So Trip Banta, his first appearance of the season. And TCU, they really put up a good fight in the College World Series. But their season was ending recently, not too long ago. They've got 38-22, the Horned Frogs did. 16-8 in conference play, but their season did end on Sunday in a 15-9 loss versus the Aggies of Texas A&M. Did win in College Station versus Oral Roberts 3-1, and then beat the Raging Cajuns on Sunday at 1 p.m. 6-1. But here is R.J. Johnson Jr. And watching him in batting practice, if you leave one down and in, he'll turn and burn. And when I say that, he'll pull the ball to the right side. So watch out for Tripp to work toward the outer edge on off-speed pitches and possibly make Johnson roll over. But he's a threat with his legs if he gets on. No outs in the inning. 6-4 Bristol. R.J. Johnson up at the dish. And Banta clocking some high velocity, mid-90s it appeared. And Johnson watched it go by 0-1. Luke Stevenson on deck. Johnson tonight, 0-3. Struck out his last appearance in the fifth. And he looks one on the outer edge, 0-2. Banta really lets that follow-through fire at the end, and Johnson has little time to react or see the pitch. And he's already down in a hole 0-2. away. Good waist pitch from Banta. Johnson lays off of it. Waist pitch there, Johnson. Didn't bite. One and two pitch from Banta. Stays from the stretch. Talks with his catcher, Garza. Now at the stretch. Fires and delivers. Outside, barely misses the edge. And some leniency there from Keith Fawver. And now it's 2-2. Bases loaded, no outs in the inning. 2-2 pitch. Down and away, and it gets away from Garza. Here comes Keegren. It's a wild pitch, and it's a one-run deficit. And it's 6-5. Bristol leads. So that goes down to a wild pitch. So Keegren scores. All runners advance. Acker to third, and Relaford to second. And that takes away the double play as well. And two pitch, and you have a dangerous hitter in Luke Stevenson on deck. Payoff pitch to RJ. Swing and a miss. Went down and fouled it off. Last second, it looked like Garza either dropped it or Johnson just got a tad of that ball off the wood. And Keith Faulkner said he did. I'm really starting to catch up to this walk-up song. If you want to Shazam it or hear it on Spotify, it's The Dead South called The Recall, The Recap. The Recap by The Dead South. Luke Stevenson, bases jacked. No outs in the inning. Looks at the first pitch down and away for a strike. Great location from Banta. Stevenson tonight has an RBI single and struck out twice. Once in the second and recently in the fifth. He scored on the Henry Garcia single in the first. 0-1 pitch, and it gets past Garza again. Here comes Acker, and we're tied at 6. And that's a pass ball. That's a pass ball. We are tied at 6. High-scoring game. And Garza, that one will go on him. The first one, Banta couldn't keep it in his balance. And now it's 1-1 to the Elon product out of Algonac, Michigan. Javon Relaford at third. He is the leading runner. The 1-1 pitch. Up and in for ball two on a fastball. Eight runs for Danville, 7 for Bristol. All 8 hits. Check that. Thank you for my stringer, Zach Mazowar. 3-2-1. 2-1 from Banta. Up the middle, and this will bring home 2. Relaford scores. Behind him is Johnson. A long round around from Stevenson. And it's a 2-run single for Luke Stevenson. His third RBI of the game. And the Otterbots whips. Great at-bat from Stevenson, and here's Dykstra, the catcher. He's been hit twice, and he lined out to deep right field in the third. So he's 0-for-1. Got past the glove of Mangual. And the merry-go-round continues. No outs in the inning. This is the sixth batter for the Otterbots in the seventh. Dykstra, first pitch. It looks at a slider that curves on the inside part of the plate, 0-1. So go down as R3s for Johnson and Relaford on that last hit from Johnson. And a fastball jams Dykstra. He's down 0-2. Dykstra, power threat on this team. Hasn't really shown it yet, but he's good defensively. Had 33 RBIs this year, led the team with 6 home runs for the Patriots of George Mason. And he looks at a ball in the dirt on a slider, 2-1. You have Grant Stevenson on deck. And Luke Stevenson at first. 4 have crossed home, wait for Danville on the 7th. Breaking ball. And just got a piece of that. Dykstra right behind Garza. Do 1-2 again. Everybody has gotten a hit in this inning aside from R.J. Johnson, who drew a 9-pitch walk. So far, Banta, 15 pitches, 8 of them for strikes. So it's almost even peeled between balls and strikes. Pickoff attempt. Danville this season coming into tonight, 46 runs scored, 26 runs allowed, a 2-0 at home. That was the second highest checking in today behind Kingsport. Bristol, however, came in 24 runs scored, 43 runs allowed. That was worst in the West Division. Two, 1-2 again. In the dirt. Garza keeps it in front of him. Stevenson takes a couple of inches towards second, but remains at first. So far, Gonzalez, 5 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned, 5 strikeouts. That's a team high tonight between both. Rattigan, 1 inning, 3 hits, 3 earned, and 2 strikeouts. 2-2 to Dykstra. Stevenson at first. Stevenson goes, and it goes way off the arm of Garza. It goes into right field. May have lost the grip completely, and Stevenson takes third on top of that. I don't know about that, but I don't know if your favorite candy's a Butterfinger, because that's what came out of Garza's fingertips out of his right hand. Completely lost the grip. Now go down as an E2. First error of the night for Bristol. No outs in the inning. Dykstra works a 3-2 count after being down 0-2. And he works a walk. Fastball inside. Runners on the corners for Grant Stevenson. Now, that might be done for Banta. Yeah, Barboa is managing to the bullpen, and number 15 will take over. Waiting to see who that is on our roster. It's Will Hunt. 6'2", 180 at a go. And this is the second pitching change in this inning. So we'll take a quick break here from Danville. 4th crossed home plate for the Otterbots. No outs in the inning with Grant Stevenson up at the dish. And Will Hunt will come in to relieve Trip Banta after a rough inning in relief. No outs, 1 hit, 1 run, all earned, 2 walks with a 4.5 ERA. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network. It's 6-8 Otterbots in the bottom of the 7th.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes. 5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org.
Decided to transfer because thought there was a better opportunity for him elsewhere, and that's understandable. But Grant Stevenson does have power potential. A nice, nasty slider from Hunt down and away, and that evens the count at two. That's almost very close to... Oh, who's the pitcher I'm thinking of? Ottavino-like. Adam Ottavino-like. 2-2 pitch. And Stevenson pops one up right behind the catcher towards Garza. And it's going to be the first baseman, Arado. And a big out. First out for Will Hunt against a dangerous hitter. But here's Connor Bradshaw up next with runners in the corners and an RBI situation. He'll be the eighth batter of the inning. So a P3 for Stevenson. He's now 1-for-4. And Bradshaw, 0-for-3. He struck out in the sixth. Bradshaw looks at one at the knees for a strike. Talked to Bradshaw before the game. And how he's got how he got a good feel for that home run at Greenville, even though it was a short fence, it was a wall scraper, he said. But still got the job done. Three runs crossed home plate on that, and also cut the deficit to one in that game. And so far, the only Autobots losses have been in extra innings. On a 2-1 loss to Elizabeth and a 4-3 loss to Greenville last night. Breaking balls. Again, that break on that seam. That slide has so much violent velocity going to the left. Not only does it have break, it has velocity. That makes it much more hard to hit. So Hunt, 1-2 to Bradshaw. The pitch, breaking ball, and all the way back right above the Autobots dugout to the right side. A couple of Autobots had to duck their heads. And Bradshaw with a missile foul. What a friendly fire there almost. Hunt out of Radford, a freshman. The 1-2 pitch, and there's that high fastball. Bradshaw whiffs at it, and he's down on strikes for the second time tonight. First strikeout for Hunt in relief. And here's Henry Garcia Jr. He's 2-for-3. Two-run single in the first, and an infield single in the third and the fourth, and he flew out to right in the sixth. Henry Jr., first trip, chopper, close, and Hunt fields it, fires over to first, long throw, and it is covered by Arado on a stretch. And that'll end the inning. So Will Hunt comes in three hitters and earns three outs on a pop out, a strikeout, and a ground out. And the bleeding is sealed and a bandage put on the Otterbots. Well, on Bristol here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Four runs across home plate for Danville. They're up by 2-8-6 heading into the eighth inning. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
By the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays, the same way you plan for...
On the bump. And looks at a strike. Relaford taking all the way on 3-0. Hunt in 2022 made 10 appearances, started 4 games, struck out 18 batters in 20 and 2/3. Another balloon, and Will Hunt makes a nice catch on the bump. Happy birthday. Gives it over to the ball boy in for Danville. Rated number 3 right-handed pitcher in the state of West Virginia out of Lewis County High School. Number 3 right-handed pitcher. And a second walk of the night. Relaford earns it like he did in the first. And now here's R.J. Johnson against the righty. So now runners on first and second. One out in the inning after the Keegren strikeout. And R.J. Johnson yet to get a hit tonight. 0-3, ground out, fly out, strike out, walk, and scored. And also scored on the wild pitch. Breaking ball on Johnson way late on that nasty curveball slider, whatever you want to call it. It's got a mind of its own. The 0-1, breaking ball again. Johnson lets it go. And he's not tipping his pitches. It looks the same when it's coming out of his hand. Fastball, slider. Very close. But this is when Johnson was in this situation against Banta. And then he worked a walk. But that was against a lefty. What does he do here? Johnson, deep contact. Right center field. Wood. And this will drop into the gap. Just gets down. Acker will score. Relaford right behind him. And no, he'll stop at third. So it's an RBI double for RJ Johnson. Some insurance for the Autobots. Makes it 9-6 Danville. And here's Luke Stevenson. RBI single in the first. Had a two-run single in the seventh. He's got three ribbies on the night. His other two appearances, second in the fifth inning, struck out. So Acker scores on the RBI from Johnson. Two lefties. So they're seeing the ball better from that angle. So Hunt right now. 1 1/3, two hits, one run, one earned, one walk, two strikeouts. 2-0 to Luke Stevenson. Stevenson out in front of a fastball. Try to catch up and connect to the left side for sure. Try to pull it. But was offline. 2-1. Relaford at third. Johnson at second. One out in the inning. 9-6 Autobots. Outside corner. Right on the black. 2-2. Stevenson. Trying to avoid the hat trick. He's gone down swinging twice tonight. Hunt. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball just off the edge of the bat. Stevenson fouls it off to the backstop. Very close. Seven hits for the Autobots, seven for Bristol. 2-2 again, breaking ball. Got him looking. What a pitch from Will Hunt. And give Stevenson that hat trick. That's the third time he's gone down on strikes. First backwards K for Hunt. That's his third strikeout in relief. In 1 2/3, and here's Connor Dykstra. Someone who is due to do something big. He's 0-1 tonight. He's been hit twice, walked, and flew out to right. The ball, 1-0. So far, in the last 7th and 8th inning for the Autobots, they have left runners on in scoring position. Want to know to Dykstra. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. That buckled Dykstra completely, but it was just above the zone. Hunt struck out four hitters against Longwood back on May 14th, tossed 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Dykstra lays off the breaking ball, and he's ahead 3-0. And you have Grant Stevenson on deck, another power threat for the Autobots. And in case you can't get that done, Bradshaw's in the hole. The 3-0. Dykstra watches it go by. That's the second time he's been walked and almost got plunked a third time tonight. And they just don't want to face Dykstra. So bases are loaded. So anything goes here for Grant Stevenson. with Florida Georgia Line playing in the background. And here comes the pitching coach checking out Will Hunt. It's Larry McCall. 3 decades of experience in playing and coaching professional baseball. Spent 3 seasons in the big leagues, bringing him over a World Series ring with the Yankees in 1978. That means he did play with Thurman Munson. McCall also spent time in the Appalachian League serving as a pitching coach for the Bluefield Orioles back in the day as well. So he gives a quick talk to Hunt. Bases are loaded. 2 outs. 1 run scored in the 8th inning after a RBI double from R.J. Johnson that dropped in to the right center field gap. Got it going with a double. And say if Dykstra is able to get on, but they'll need another miracle. Acker needs a home run for the cycle. He's got 3 hits tonight. And a breaking ball drops in for a strike from Hunt. Stevenson tonight, 1 for 4. Breaking ball, off the edge of the bat. Slow chopper, Francisco's got a field that fires, snuff throw, but gets it in time, and the side is retired. 3 left on after 2 hits. 3 runs, a 3-run lead for the Otterbots. And we head into the top of the 9th inning. Bristol needs 3 runs to keep this game alive. It's 9-6, Danville. You are listening to Otterbots Radio Network.
For the important moments, start planning to
never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing. Years have passed. I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking.
Hit the top of the 9th. 15 runs across home plate. 9 for the Otterbots, 6 for Bristol. They've been quiet since the 6th inning. Scoreless through the 7th and 8th. And we hit to the 6-7-8 hitters. Garza, Smith Jr., and Wood to face Tanner Smith trying to close this out in Danville to keep their home winning streak alive at 3-0. They have not lost yet this season at American Legion Post 325 Field. And ironic enough, since we've talked about their identity winning at home, we talked about their identity around the base paths. I think just one stolen bag tonight, that's been it. If that. Two and oh to Garza. And Smith firing away, just can't connect with the strike zone. The 3-0. Yeah, no. Yes, we have one stolen bag, and it was from Luke Stevenson in the 3rd inning. Garcia was caught stealing in the 2nd. Outer edge for a strike. After that fourth that four runs in the sixth. Autobots respond with four in the seventh. And that's been the catalyst for Danville. It's been something at home, too. Whenever you score four runs, likely you come out to win the game. They did that versus Bluefield twice. But also, the errors were a factor, too, for the Ridge Runners. So that walk, Garza draws a walk on five pitches. And here comes Sean Smith Jr. This is the third time Garza's been on base. He got on an E3 in the sixth and a single to short in the fifth. Smith Jr. did damage in his last AB. Three-run triple in the sixth. And also a run in scored and a single to right in the third. He's 2-for-3. OPS way over 1.1. Slider. Good dropping action, too, from Tanner Smith. Klepper and Smith both from Presbyterian. And Smith looking for his first save with Danville this season. Francisco, no hits on the year from him yet. As Smith draws one down the heart of the plate for a strike. You still have Garza at second. Break a ball down away. Good waste pitch from Smith. And Francisco just holds on to his bat behind his shoulder and doesn't swing. 1-1. Smith, the pitch. Chopped over towards short. Relaford retrieves it over to first. Scooped by Kegren, and that otter do it. That is the final here from Danville. They win 9-6 and continue their home winning streak at 3 this season. Tanner Smith picks up his save, and that will give the win to Kobe Klepper. Presbyterian gets the job done here at American Legion Post 325 Field on the mound. Overall, great game from both teams, but the Autobots had that strike with the four runs in the seventh after giving up four in the sixth. And the Autobots continue their hot bats with 11 tonight and win 9-6 over the Bristol State Liners. Ty Acker led the way with three hits. No RBIs, had scored three times as well. Javon Relaford had two runs along with a hit. Two hits for Luke Stevenson and two hits for Henry Garcia Jr., including with two RBIs on the night for Danville. And then for Bristol, it all came down to that big three-run triple from Sean Smith Jr., and you had an RBI from a cruise on a pinch hit for Eli Young in the sixth as well. That kept it going. RBI single for Mangual and an RBI ground out for Jack Tomlinson. But the Autobots and the State Lions will be back here tomorrow for a 7 p.m. contest. Same time, same place. The Autobots remain undefeated at home with a 9-6 victory over the Bristol State Lions. A quick feedback in that seventh inning. We'll get back to you on what happened, and the Autobots were just clicking in that seventh, and they did not hold back, especially on the bats as well. But wild pitch started off from Tripp Banta that scored Kegren, and everyone advanced to third and second. Pass ball again by Garza that scored Acker. Luke Stevenson single on a ground ball, tying the game, bringing home Relaford and Johnson. And then they just kept piling it on. And Luke Stevenson with the go-ahead two-run single made it 8-6. And then R.J. Johnson with an insurance run in the eighth inning to make it a 9-6 game, bringing home Acker from second. Ty Acker struggled in in the first couple of games on the road. He comes back, hits three, goes 3-for-4 with a homer shy of the cycle here in Danville. And the Otterbots with a comfortable victory, putting up 9 runs, 11 hits, an error going to each team with a 9-6 victory over the Bristol State Liners. So that will do it here tonight from American Legion Post 325 Field for Jay Stevens, Austin Schur, Zach Mazalar. I'm Jim Fortune saying so long and farewell from Danville, Virginia. Your final from American Legion Post 325 Field, Otterbots 9, Bristol 6. See you tomorrow night.